As women, we do so much. We love to give, nurture, and serve others. And while that's a beautiful thing, we can only keep doing that and stay well if we keep our tank full. Today, we're tackling a crucial topic that might sound vaguely familiar, yet holds transformative power: scheduling personal time. This isn't about selfishness. It's about self-preservation and thriving in a busy world. Welcome back to the Feel Light Mind and Body Podcast. Today's 80th episode is titled, Must-Do Magic: How Booking Time for Yourself Drives Success and Sanity. Tell me, would you like to have success and still remain sane? From what I'm hearing lately, it's a timely message. So let's go. Hi, I'm Clarinda, and you are listening to the Feel Light Mind and Body Podcast, created for women like you. Women who are experiencing success in so many areas of life, but are struggling with weight loss, stress eating, and decreased energy. Losing weight can feel hard, heavy, and restrictive. That's why every week I will be offering you a different perspective, tips, encouragement, and a unique approach so that you can feel lighter in your mind and body rather than feeling deprived, frustrated, or discouraged. What if you could feel free yet in control around food for the rest of your life? What if you could enjoy your experience of losing weight and getting healthier? You absolutely can. You're in the right place. Take this time for yourself and let's dive in. Many of you share similar reasons for not scheduling time for yourselves, often feeling trapped by responsibilities or emotions. Here are the most common themes I hear, especially for an event or a course that takes more than an hour of your week. I don't dare take that time, Clarinda. My family need me. I can't just take time for myself. Weekends are my only time to catch up around the house. I'm too exhausted. I might bring everyone down if I attend. There's too much to do. I can't justify taking a break. Maybe another time when I'm not so busy. I know the last two statements have been the most common ones out of my mouth. There's too much to do, or I can't justify taking a break right now. Maybe another time when I'm not so busy. Sometimes I've liked the decision because the invite either wasn't something I liked or needed, or it didn't align with my values. At other times, I felt resentful for feeling like I have to say no to keep everything going when I knew it would help me and be so much fun. Let's break down these barriers and explore why it's essential not only to find time for yourself, but to make this time impactful. I've chosen three reasons why booking quality time for yourself matters. 1. Mental clarity and reduced burnout. Regular intervals of personal time help clear your mind, which is crucial for reducing burnout. Regularly scheduled me time helps decompress your mind, reducing the clutter of day-to-day stressors. This mental clarity leads to better decision-making and more creativity, directly impacting your effectiveness both personally and professionally. So many women blame their brain fog on hormones, but I bet if we took an honest look at your lifestyle patterns and metrics, you would see why those hormones are out of balance. When I don't think I have time for something that I know would be beneficial, it's because I'm stuck on the hamster wheel, doing the same thing, yet expecting different results. My reason for why I think I can't say yes is usually the reason I really do need it. So, I get it. When we love what we do and those around us, it's easy to overgive. But we're actually not being kind or considerate to them in the long run either, if it's created chaos in our bodies and minds. They want us around for a long time and not simply alive in a nursing home. They want us to be playing an active and vital role in their lives and their children's lives. Bree tells me all the time, "I'm so thankful you're so healthy, Mom, as I can't imagine life without you." She is one of my motivations. We know that time will come, but I want to be thriving right up until then and leave a legacy of an example to love and be loved. That love applies to others along with myself. We have to be intentional in booking blocks of time off for ourselves. Not just a few minutes here and there if we want enough time to decompress naturally and not depend on an artificial stimulant or relaxant. The second reason for booking quality time for yourself is its impact on your health and well-being. The constant go mode triggers a cascade of stress responses in your body, which are detrimental to your physical health. It's not just about feeling tired. It's about increased risk for chronic conditions due to sustained high stress levels. Stress is a killer, quite literally. It can lead to serious health issues like heart disease, hypertension, and weakened immune systems. By taking time to relax, recharge, get some movement in, and connect, you reduce your stress levels and improve overall health. Our bodies were designed to handle acute stress. We needed it to run from wild animals and hopefully live to tell the tale. Our stressors today seem to be endless, so we need to take control of what we can control. And that means saying no so we can say yes to what only we can do for ourselves. When your on button is on but flickering, you're already in a more vulnerable state for health issues. Your body's stress response or the sympathetic nervous system kicks in during busy or stressful times. This is your body's way of preparing you to fight or flight. While necessary for survival, living in this mode can be exhausting and damaging over time. The parasympathetic nervous system, on the other hand, helps your body to rest and digest. It's essential for long-term health, aiding in digestion, enhancing sleep quality, creative and focused thinking, and reducing stress hormones. The third reason why booking quality time for yourself matters is it builds up your emotional and physical resilience, your energy stores, and more. Taking time to decompress allows emotional processing and resilience, equipping you to handle daily challenges more effectively rather than reacting on the spot and then regretting it. A single hour or an evening here and there isn't sufficient to counteract the effects of a stressful week. It's better than nothing, but true recovery from chronic stress requires deeper, more sustained periods of relaxation to shift from sympathetic to parasympathetic mode effectively. This is where extended breaks like retreats or an escape to the lake or your own backyard play a vital role. Here are a few empowering strategies. Prioritize your well-being. Treat personal time as critical as any family or work commitment. It's essential, not optional. Maybe you've already started with some quiet time in the morning or evening, but you still feel like you're treading water and that one more problem, one more work or family demand may leave you finding it hard to breathe. You need to take action sooner rather than later on filling up your tank. Your car doesn't go on empty or even fumes, and you will also break down. I've been coaching on this even more lately with nurses and being supportive with friends. Doing so has me reflecting and considering some changes in my schedule. Another strategy is to communicate openly and honestly. Share with your family and friends how taking this time helps you show up better for them. This time away is crucial, not just for your well-being, but for your ability to be present and engaged with them. It's not time away from them, it's time invested so you can be an enhanced and energized version of your present self. They too will benefit. The next one is plan for recovery. Understand that real downtime is necessary to balance out a hectic week, not as a luxury, but as a health requirement. This is my 10th time hosting a women's weekend retreat. Every year, it seems like women are getting busier and busier. And unfortunately, our health stats support that stress and disease correlation. I hear, "I wish I could," or "I'd better not." My female friends, we have to stop trying to be all things to all people. You are only one person. If you can see yourself going into a martyr or people-pleasing lifestyle, it will not fare well in the end. In my ER and mental health nursing days, I got a big movie screen view of what happens with chronic stress on the mind and body. I'm passionate about this for many reasons, and that's one of them. I want to encourage you to think of taking care of your mental, emotional, and physical health as your business. Yes, a business, not a hobby that you can ignore for months and then play with it for a while. If you've been considering attending the Lakeside Women's Retreat but are still wavering, I want you to think of this time invested as you would an important conference or a strategy session that will enhance your wealth. Health is our greatest wealth. Agree? Therefore, taking care of our mental, emotional, and physical health is not optional in my books. It's essential. I know I've mentioned this retreat that's 2 weeks from this Friday, if you're listening in real time. And I would so love to have you there and support you through whatever it is you're going through. But it's not the only way to make that time. There are other ways. But as a busy woman, do you really have time to add another planning event to your calendar? No. So I've taken care of that for you, including nutritious chef-prepared meals. I'm providing a package with a bow on top, all ready for you. You don't have to create it yourself. You don't have to worry about what you need other than what to pack. And I even provide you with that simple list. Joining a retreat like our upcoming Feel Light Heart, Mind, and Body retreat provides a perfect environment to jumpstart this rebalancing process. It offers more than just a break. It's structured to help you engage deeply with practices that restore your parasympathetic mode, enabling genuine rest and rejuvenation. Serotonin will be plentiful with authentic connection with yourself, others, nature, God, or whatever else you connect with. Maybe you don't know how to relax. I can help you. I have experience and continue to teach myself. Maybe you feel guilty about doing this for yourself and need permission. Well, let me officially give you that permission. You can tell your fam, well, Coach Clarenda said, or Nurse Clarenda recommended this as the best therapy for what ails me. This week, I challenge you to look beyond the immediate pressures and recognize the amazing benefits of putting yourself on the calendar. And remember, managing your time wisely isn't just about squeezing in more tasks. It's about ensuring you have the energy and health to enjoy life's journey. Join me at the Feel Light Heart, Mind, and Body Retreat, May 31st, Friday to June 2nd, to experience firsthand the power of dedicated self-care and renewal. It's not just an escape, it's a reset for your body, heart, mind, and soul. Click the link in the description to learn more and secure your spot. You deserve to experience this necessary reset for your overall well-being. It's time, my friend. In fact, it might be past time, so just do it while you can. Commit today and allow me the privilege of guiding you on a path to a healthier, more energized you. Cheers to taking control and feeling lighter every single day. Now, do yourself the biggest favor. From love, take at least one action step from what you learned today. Knowledge without application won't give you the results that you desire. Let me know on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, wherever, what you are choosing to do and when. And yes, please leave a podcast review wherever you are listening to this. When people read your words and can see themselves in them, then you are contributing to women empowering other women. And that feels amazing. You just might change or save a life today.